This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here is the question, though. How many players that are likely to be there at 10 are so much better than the corner that you would stand on the table and insist the Cowboys take the guy? You guys would have a negative reaction when we're broadcasting 13 days from today, round one of the NFL draft. Our Path to the Draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. Head out to one of the 7 DFW locations for the draft day party on Thursday, April 29th. Yeah. Blogging the Boys asked the question, 2 weeks from now, people will be waking up after night one of the draft. Who will the Cowboys have taken the night before? And their poll result was Surtain winning at 67%, Pitts at 18, Horn at 10, Other at 4. And I thought, man, hold on here. You know, if there's a tackle on the board, do those guys qualify as well? Or if Surtain is gone, then all you have to do is be better than the evaluation of Horn. How many players are out there that you think you would rather have than one of these corners?
10.
Okay. 10?
10.
You're not including quarterbacks, right?
I am including the quarterbacks. If I did 51, which I'm going to do here for our website, Lawrence, Pitts, Sewell, Chase, Fields, Smith, Wilson, Waddle, Slater, Lance, Horn. That's where I went.
You're going to do all those instead of the corner?
If you told me what players do I have better on my board than the corners, I think I read 10, right?
Yeah.
Is what I read.
How many are so much better that you're raising a stink? You're putting your job on the line saying, damn it, we can't do this. This guy is so much better.
That's why that question, I think, is why.
Is you taking out the quarterbacks is what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm taking out I'll take out the quarterbacks.
Okay, but Pitts, Sewell, Chase, Smith, Waddle, Slater. That's it.
We have the exact same names, but I think that's also why we keep saying the safe bet is one of those corners.
Yeah.
Because even in that scenario, the odds are that Kyle Pitts, the Florida tight end, will be gone.
Yeah.
And the odds are, at least in my brain, they won't take a wide receiver.
Right.
So the only two names that now play are Penei Sewell, the Oregon tackle, and Rashawn Slater, the Northwestern tackle.
Jeff, can I ask you a question on that?
Yeah.
Would you take Vera Tucker, the guard tackle from USC, over those guys?
He's really good, too.
I've got him behind Horn. He's the USC guard tackle and ahead of Surtain.
I think that's fair. And I still think it points to corner, because the only, like, that's three names we're going to give you, right? Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater, Elijah Vera Tucker. Three offensive linemen. Vera Tucker was a guard at USC, played tackle this year, and he was great.
Yeah.
Slater and Sewell played tackle in 2019, didn't play at all this year. So what they're going to be looking at is if, say, Patrick Surtain's available, you're going to have opt-out questions. However big or small they are, you're like, so the guy you're telling me is better than the guy we're about to pick didn't even play football last year. And I'm like, yeah, so? But I think that even that is enough to be like, well, we're going to go with this guy who's done nothing but for 3 years play every game in the SEC as a starter. We're going to go ahead and pick the guy who's been playing.
Yeah.
And I think you can make that case. But, yeah, to me it would be the offensive lineman. And I think a double reason that they should be in play, the guys we're talking about here, because all three of them can play left tackle. But if that ain't available, all three of these guys can play left guard.
No question.
And I think play it really, really well.
No question.
That would be really interesting. Let me throw out just again that idea. I want your thoughts on why, when it was time to open up money, did they avoid restructuring with Amari Cooper? Doesn't that set up for this situation? The way you guys are talking about these wide receivers, they're so damn good. You take another wide receiver, you get rid of Amari Cooper, you free up a bunch of money.
And I just don't know if your team gets better in year one doing that. Like, you're right. They could have, if they wanted to sign more players, they could have moved Amari's money around, and they didn't. And maybe because they didn't feel like they needed to, and they weren't going to sign anybody extra anyway. And yeah. So it was like, well, this gives us max flexibility a year from now with him. But like, I think it's underrated how important your real life number one receiver is. I love the receivers in this draft. But if I were to add, let's say, my favorite one, which is Jalen Waddle, Alabama right. wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
he would line up in the slot. He is a blur. You can't cover him one-on-one. It's not humanly possible. There's no human in the NFL that could cover him one-on-one. I still want Amari Cooper on the field with him. I still want a real-life number one so that now my game-breaking speed guy is not the guy that you get to put all the attention on. To me, Amari Cooper is super valuable to this team. Gallup is expendable. CD's important, but he can play any of the receiver spots. I think Amari's the guy. If you give him up, I think you're giving up the advantage of your awesome offense.
Wow, that important.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing, General, that I really do like your plan about moving on from him if you could. But I like it. But do you trust them to spend the $20 million on defense to get the right player?
Well,
That's where, I mean, you're talking about having a savings there. You're going to save $20 million, and you can go and invest it in a mm-hmm. defensive help and all that. It scares me when you start to talk about investing money into somebody that way.
And it might be a foiled plan because anybody that you're trying to trade him to has so many wide receivers available now, and they just got through free agency. It's probably a plan that will come into, you know, more possibility next year or next offseason. But I do find it fascinating. Well, let me go ahead.
Well, real quick, though, he had a chance to go to Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you trade him right now, Jeffrey, to the football team for the 19th pick?
That is a great question. Long term, it's probably a good idea. Short term, it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
So the answer is your plan to win the Super Bowl this year? And I think it is. That's your plan.
Win the Super Bowl this year.
But is that your plan?
It is their plan. You're right about that. Yeah. You know, there's what's the smart thing to do, and then what are the Cowboys likely to do, I think, is the exercise.
I don't think they would trade him, though, in that situation, though. I just thought I'd ask, but I think he was your best player on your team last year. In a year of, okay, when guys aren't playing, with Dak not playing and the tackles not playing, he was the one guy that, you know, I mean, some of those things that we were worried about him on the road, people shutting him out, him not being ready to go, I think that he kind of put a lot of that on the back burner, you know, the way he played overall, dealing with all those quarterbacks and stuff like that, the way he played.
I mean, you're not confident that a CD Lamb and one of the receivers you take and Michael Gallup, you're going to have a great wide receiver core. And maybe Amari Cooper's upside is 10% better than what, you know, those guys can bring to the table. But as a collection, you're so damn good. You're going to find people over every time you drop back, and I'm thinking, pick up an extra pick, save money. It is an interesting deal. The Cowboys did not, you know, choose to exercise the option on his contract, though. How about the Cowboys wire? Speaking of defense here, Sheldon Richardson and Maurice Hurst are available. What are you guys hearing there? Do the Cowboys have interest in bringing one of these guys in? I know Sheldon Richardson's been a pretty good pass rushing defensive tackle, couple of different teams. And then Hurst had the heart issue coming out of Michigan State, ends up with the Raiders. What do we know there?
Yeah, I reached out to a guy, not in the Cowboys pro personnel department, but another team, just to get an idea of how they might see these guys. And what I got back were both guys could still play. He says Sheldon is not worth the price in his opinion. So he was making over $12 million a year, I think. But he says still a good player. He says Hurst is just small, but you can use him as a nice wave or rotational guy. So, you know, I feel like, though, that the bigger the fish sounds like Sheldon. And then with Hurst, it would be like, you know, can you get him? I don't think that this team would do a one-year deal with either one of these guys. I think they should, but I just don't see them going that route. I think that we're going to see him draft.
Hill and Gallimore and whatever they can draft, yeah, throw them out there?
You know, I'd like to believe now that Rod Marinelli's out of the building that they will actually look at drafting one of those. When we were doing our little segment where we're answering folks' question on the text, we were talking about those defensive tackles, and I'd like to believe that they would take a one technique or a nose.
People are crushing me for this Amari Cooper thought. Keep in mind, you questioned his heart and his durability.
I just don't know how you and I flipped on him.
I don't know either. I don't know how you're not trusting your draft evaluations of guys like CeeDee Lamb and these three awesome dudes who could go in the top 10.
I love them, but
yeah.
But by what increment are they even better because they're not the best one?
Okay, but this is Porzingis, right? He finally had a good year where he stayed healthy, right? He's been a disappointment more than half the time. A team gave up on him because they didn't know how much he loved the game, right? So to me, you have a chance to sell high. And to get a better pick back in return, save a bunch of money, address your defense, and also use your 10th overall pick to take the best player. I think that's 3D chess right there.
You could. I think you're taking a step back on the part of your team that's how you're going to win, is your passing offense.
Oh, my goodness. CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and is it Kyle Pitts or Waddle or LSU man?
Yeah, Jamar Chase.
Chase, yeah.
That is an awesome wide receiver core. If you can't win with that, you're dependent upon Amari Cooper? You need the eighth best wide receiver in the NFL instead of like the three guys who are between 15 and 30?
You'd rather have it, wouldn't you?
Yes, but
I don't want to downgrade the best part of my team on purpose.
Yeah, I'm worried about him getting hurt. And I don't think the difference between him and some of the other guys you have on the roster is that big. You're getting younger at a spot. You're saving a ton of money. And you are risking a small downgrade. But that's the name of the game in the NFL. What high-paid veteran can we replace and take a small shot on a younger guy and then deal with the learning curve as he gets back to it? 817, I'm with you, Gavin. Preach. Thank you.
Oh,
I needed that on a Friday.
Sports.
I tell you what, boy. I appreciate that text. It's intimidating when Jeff and Brian look at you like you're crazy.
I just see,
you
know? I'm trying to keep my eyes forward. I really am. I'm trying not to make eye contact. I'm just looking forward here.
I think number one receiver is so important, and projecting it onto a guy as a rookie is dangerous business.
We went through like a decade-long place there where the Super Bowl winner wasn't having the superstar wide receiver. You know, I don't know how predictive of winning the Super Bowl the star wide receiver is.
Oh, I don't think it is, but I think that's hard at any position that's not quarterback, right? Like, who were the cornerbacks on that team? And then you'll find teams that had boo-boo and you'll find good ones. And I just think it's all about, like, and that part of your point I totally get, because it's all about balancing your resources in a way to give yourself the best team. That's what it's about. I would fear life without a legit number
so
one.
So at 10, we're definitely taking receiver though, right? If you did this
in that scenario, I would. Yeah.
If we move on from it,
and it'd be fun. It'd be exciting. It's you know, like CeeDee Lamb. I believe he's going to be a stud. But we saw with like guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, you can have 1,200 yards, and then the actual number one leaves, and it turns out, oh, you were number two all along, weren't you? And I don't want to find that out about my guys.
626 comes in here and says, Jeff's neglecting the obvious. CD could be better this season than Amari was playing, and he was playing better than him until Dak went down. You did predict he'd be the best Cowboys wide receiver at this point.
I did.
214, Gavin, you're an idiot.
I like that guy.
That's good balance right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.